Was there any part of the stadium that you spoke up with that you thought would be important competitively in terms of the design? Like, for example, at TCF, you guys talked about what sideline to use and all that. Was there anything that came up since you got here? Things already down the road too far that you wanted to make sure got down the right way?
Yeah, it was too far. The only thing I mentioned was, I just wanted to be loud in there. And
yeah.
I came by there one day and talked to those guys. But and then they had one day my first year, they came in and asked me what color wood I want in the locker room or something.
Did you have an opinion?
Well, it was during the season, so I was in a hurry. Anyway.
Yeah. What did they settle on?
I don't know.
But who knows? I haven't been over there since the time we went.
Last year, probably June or May.
Yeah. I don't know when it'll be ready, but do you think you'll have guys over there for any kind of thing before the preseason, or does it matter?
I don't think we will. I mean, we're talking
Tickers
about...
Or,
yeah, those guys will probably go there, but we've been talking about maybe doing a fan appreciation thing or something in there, but I don't...
But not a practice?
Well, we would tie it in with... I mean, we've talked about some of the OTAs, but I'm kind of leaning... We'll figure it out enough when we get to the preseason games.
Right.
Running backs the cliche is that the wall over again. Can you put your finger on anything that prevents the wall from that? Because it is a lot of carries over here. Some guys can avoid it, some guys can't.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with just the individual person, more so than anything else. I know there's not quite a few, but there's several backs that have been over 30 and have, rushed for over 1,000 yards. So I just think he's a really unique guy. He's more of a punishing runner than accepting the hits. And he stays in unbelievable shape, his workouts and things like that. So he's still, he's still built like this table, rock hard. I don't anticipate seeing any kind of letdown from him. And I don't know. He thinks he can go for a real long time, but I wouldn't bet against, at least 2 or 3 years. Hey, Butch.
How's it? How you doing?
Good.
You've raided the coffers of Andre Smith. I was wondering what your take on Andre was, and maybe what pick it is, or what you do.
Well, we had Andre's a really good athlete, right? And I think he's still got some more room to develop. He doesn't have weight issues. He doesn't have issues off the field. He's a good guy. He's started 74 games, I believe. So he's got some experience. I like having first-round draft picks that leave other places because they have pedigrees.
Is he the kind of guy, Zim, that if you didn't know him, his reputation might have said something else?
Yeah, I think that was a big part of why he didn't maybe get a whole bunch of play.
Do you see him stepping, or is he...
I see a bunch of them competing, so... I don't know.
The one-year deal is say, hey, if you do well, we'll...
Yeah.
Then E-Man, who's a really good athlete, you obviously, you were a factor in him when he gets to Cincinnati. What do you think he can do to maybe get the most out of him?
Well, I'm going to play him in a different position than they were playing him, where he's covered up a little bit more and allowed to run. And, he's a good athlete, and I think he's got a chance to be a good player.
So I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Did you say you were playing against the run?
I'm going to play him in a different position than he's been playing,
Not nickel?
Yeah, in some of the sub-packages, but also in the... is our Will linebacker as opposed to the Sam.
You love those niche guys, like a Brandon Johnson type guys. specialized guy, right? Can he be a guy like that?
Yeah, the more you can do, you know, it's kind of what he's done in the past anyway. But I think he's got a lot of value in a lot of different areas. Yeah.
Andre Smith, is there any possibility he could figure out guard in terms of competition, or are you thinking tackle?
Well, going in, we're thinking tackle, but we're not opposed to looking at all these guys in different places. So,
okay.
I just want to get as many bodies in there as I could, and then let them fight it out. Really, I just felt like we needed to improve in that area.
And he competed left tackle too.
Possibly.
Yeah, you mentioned how much do you think you have improved? Are you talking about competition across
74,
across the line?
Yes.
Why was that necessary?
Because I don't feel that I don't think that group played very good. Sporadically, some of the guys played good, and then some of the guys played good in spurts. But as an overall group, Teddy was running for his life half the time. We had a whole bunch of 1 yard runs. I just feel like we need to make some changes.
The acquisition of Adam Boone, did that speak as much about attitude maybe as much as technique and capability?
Well, we were looking for that type of a person, yeah. Somebody that would be outgoing, I guess is the best way to say it, in that room. I feel like here's a quote for you coming right now. Here we go, baby.
6:36.
Yeah, here we go. I feel like every other position group on our football team has a tough-minded personality. I don't know that our offensive line did. That's pretty good, right? Huh?
I'm even going to use it.
Yeah, there you go.
Not even my team.
Where does Sullivan fit in? I mean, first of all, health-wise, is he, from a health perspective, are you thinking he'll be fully ready when you guys get back at it?
Well, we're hoping. I've seen him in the weight room last week or so. He's moving a lot better. He looks a lot better. His body mass is changing. He's getting stronger. Okay. So, but who knows?
That was a long layoff that he's had.
And is there really any true test you can get before you put pads on?
Well, I think the things that we'll be doing toward the end of the phase one and phase two in the weight room, and I think you'll have a fairly good idea at that point in time. But until you start pushing on 350-pound men, you really don't know, because it's different than being in the weight room. Good. He was in there too last week. I saw him quite a bit. Working hard, he's progressing well. I think they'll be ready, but I don't know.
What are your thoughts on
it's really time for him to prove it now. It's either. If he wants to be something other than just a returner, then this is the time of year. This is the year he has to do it. If he wants to be an NFL wide receiver, this is his time.
What do you think you could see in year four that he hasn't proven already?
Well, Brian, a lot of guys grow up slower than others, and different times and different stages. Guys kind of blossom in their third or fourth year, and and I don't know if it's going to happen. I hope it does for our sake, but and I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but he wasn't in Tennessee very long, and there's a lot of other factors. I don't think he was quite really ready when he came in the NFL, as far as all the things you have to do to be a really good professional athlete. Not athlete, but football player. You're always hoping that because he has the talent. If he, you know, he has the talent to do it, and you're hoping that he does. But there's guys that do and guys that don't. And right now, he's right on the fence.
Gerald Johnson, where's he at?
I think he'll be fine. He's, I know last year was a disappointing year for him, but you could probably say that about every receiver we had, except maybe Diggs. So I think he'll be fine. You know, we'll continue to, him and Jarius and hopefully Cordero and Diggs, we'll just keep plugging away.
You think you need more for that group in terms of personnel?
I'd like to have more personnel everywhere, but I don't necessarily think it's something that we have to do to win. I don't want to get in that Bridgewater and Wallace deal, but. We had a receiver here that was making a lot of money that really didn't do what we needed to do. So I don't know that it's a necessity to go out and, sign another wide receiver or something like that. We got to get better with the guys we got, and we got to fix other areas that can allow these receivers to be more effective in the games. It's kind of like I've been saying all along. It's more about this group doing their job so that other people can have success doing theirs. And I just don't feel like we allowed – there was so much – it was just disappointing that we weren't able to do the things I thought we'd be able to do offensively.
To what extent having two former head coaches on the offensive staff change the dynamic? Obviously, they're two, forceful guys. Did you want more forceful opinions in the room? Two guys that could coach the position well, or what was your process?
I just felt like they're two knowledgeable guys that can help us. And I'm going to continue to bring in guys who I think that can help us in however it is.
Yeah.
I've been impressed with both Tony and Pat. They've come in and grinded. All the positions. I've asked them to do some things that, to research. And actually, it's been really a good flow with all those guys, with the guys that were here and those guys as they came in. So, it's still early. They're working through things. But everybody has good ideas, and now we just got to put it together. But that's the second part of it. Getting this offensive line fixed was my number one priority in the offseason.
What did you like about that regard? You mentioned the mindset, but obviously was it part of the winning in Cincinnati? Obviously, I know you built it. What was it about?
It was more about that I know what type of athlete he is and what kind of ability he has. That was the biggest thing. He's not really the mindset kind of guy, but he's a good guy, and he's got a good pedigree.
With Teddy putting Wallace on the side, just in general, how is he getting to his third and fourth reads, going through his progressions? A lot of the quarterbacks struggle with that.
Yeah, he's not bad at that. He knows where all the checkdowns are and everything. And a lot of times he ended up getting to him too quick because of other issues that we had with our guys up front. And I think that if we fix this one area, I think it's going to help him a lot more than getting a receiver in here. Let's say that. You know what I mean? It's just, if we can protect for him, and we can be better in our play action game and get a couple more of these non-1 yard runs, then I think we can be more effective offensively, and it'll allow him to grow a lot more than having, a great receiver.
See, what do you think about veteran receivers, veteran free agent receivers? On the market, you're trying to get a couple of them. Maybe you need a guy or two. Would you prefer young guys in your own system or draft guys? Or what do you think?
I don't know. I think it, each guy is individual. You know, it's, I mean, when you all drafted AJ Green, you'd probably take him.
But like, if you're looking for a number three receiver out there,
well, you can. There's a lot of those guys in the draft, but there's some good veteran free agents too. You know, there's that can help. To me, the most important thing about the free agents is they fit your system and they're that you're the right kind of guys. If they don't, I mean, you know, there's guys that we wouldn't, and even when I was in Cincinnati, we wouldn't mess with them because I didn't think they would fit with what I was trying to get done.
Assuming you can stabilize the offensive line, what does Teddy need to do maybe mechanically to maybe help get the ball down the field? Where is he at in that?
Well, there's two areas that he needs to in some of the deep balls, he's got to be better with his feet, okay, because a lot of times that's coming from his footwork. And then some of the other throws, when he has, and I don't want to get too complicated because I always get in a, you know, everybody, oh, his mechanics are screwed up, you know. He throws the ball pretty good. But once in a while, he'll drop the ball down and it'll sail on him. And so he continually works on that in practice. And, you know, we as coaches just have to be mindful of it to remind him. And then when he gets back, coming over the top a little bit, then he's okay. But he doesn't have to change. I mean, it's from here to here. It's, you know, it's just a little bit over the top. And it's not really mechanics. It's just technique more so than anything else.
How hard is it to change that from the muscle memory standpoint? In the spring, everything's kind of calm, and then when the real bowl is applied,
yeah, well,
revert back.
Well, a lot. Well, you get it. It's like every. It really is like every position. If throughout the course of the season it becomes so long, and in the springtime, like you say, you're working on fundamentals and technique and all those things, and then you get into the season and you start playing, okay, well, we're playing this team, we're studying these guys, and then so at times throughout the season everybody's technique suffers until you go back and realize it, because you're so involved in watching the other team, you're not watching yourself or your team as much, and so yeah, but it's like that for everybody. It's not just Teddy, or I mean, corners are like that, linebackers are like that. It's almost every position, and you know, the sooner you recognize it, it's becoming a habit. Because there's a lot of times, like for instance, you know, he's getting rushed and he has, you know, dump the ball off this way or get it through a window, and so you see some of those things, but it doesn't become a habit until you notice it becoming a habit.
Okay, staying with Greenway.
Where do we stand?
Yeah.
We're talking to him.
And you're still interested in football as well.
Mm-hmm. How did he contribute to the team, and then just his leadership role is not starting?
Yeah, I do. I think there'll be a role for Chad, just very similar to his role last year. You know, the one thing about that position is Barr was hurt a couple games. Kendrick was hurt a couple games. You know, so these guys, you know, Audie Cole got hurt. I mean, we traded Hodges. I don't know, whatever. I mean, you know, it's a very fluid position because of the nature of it, you know, the injuries. So, I think there's a role for Chad, yeah. And I think he played more this year than he thought he was going to play going into the season. And I think that it'll probably be the same way this year if he decides to sign back.
How much, when you're evaluating players, especially the last time you were in the draft, how much emphasis do you give specialization in terms of nickel defense is so prominent and things like that? How do you look for those things when you scout players?
Well, there's a couple positions that we really look for us, and that is obviously the slot corner, the nickel back, but then we've kind of started going with the nickel rushers just as, you know, quite a bit as well. Really, an inside rusher is what we always look for. So actually, that's why we found Geno Atkins. When we found him, it was more about you know, he was a little bit undersized, but he was a good pass rusher, and we thought we would slot him in as a nickel rusher, and that's what we thought he was going to be, and now he ends up being, you know, way better than that. But so it's almost like you're looking, and really offensively the same way, you know, the second receiver, third receiver, slot receiver, you know, it's almost like you're looking for 12, 13 guys as opposed to just 11 and 11. You know what, Mike is a terrific kid, number one. He's a great competitor. He's a good leader. He's a guy that obviously is extremely fast, catches the ball well. I enjoyed my time with him.
Was it just basically the numbers didn't match up, and that's what
you're... No, it was just, yeah, it was more about money than anything else. Yeah, if that's the numbers you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, I loved him. I thought he was a great kid. I think John Harbaugh and the guys over there are really going to like him as a person, competitor. Every day he comes to practice, he works. Even when he's frustrated, he doesn't really say he's frustrated. So I think he'll do good.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember a few times you saying that how Harrison Smith could be with the right kind of safety next to him. And how much of that is Griffin? You went into that with Griffin, and if he is sort of that right kind, what?
Well, we hope it is. You know, yeah. He's, you know, Jerry Gray had experience with him, coaching him, mm-hmm. and so a lot of that I relied on Jerry about.
Okay.
But there's, you know, I do think, you know, for the last couple of years we've kind of had Harrison in a position, whereas I think if we moved him around a little bit more, we could. But we have to be able to
cover for what he was.
Yeah.
What do you think that defense could be a top 5 unit?
I don't think we're very good, to be honest with you. I mean, I think we play good in spurts, but here's the other part that I've been complaining about the offense, but they don't have three and outs. We don't turn the ball over offensively. They for the most part controlled time of possession quite a bit, which helped us defensively. There's a lot of things we didn't do good enough. Now, we were good in situations. I'll say we were good in situations. We were good in third downs for the most part. We were good in the red zone. So that kept some of the scores down, I think. But we could be a lot better. So probably not, no.
Did you do a study on one-yard runs? I heard you mention that a couple times. Or did you just, like, intuitively know you had a lot?
We had a lot.
Was it bugging you through the year?
Well, it's just, you know, we got to find some more ways to make these at least 3-yard runs.
Yeah.
If you do that, then I think we got a good chance. But, you know, I think it'll help our play action a little bit more, you know.
So much.
We're doing a study on some of that stuff right now.
Play actions and
some of the different runs that we're doing.
And there's so much stats about what happens when you're in second and long, basically. And I'd imagine that's part of it.
It's not a good deal to get behind an account.
Get your recorders ready.
Hmm? No, it's there. Yeah. It's rolling.
I'm thinking, what would I be? I don't know. Probably something in sports. I don't know. Baseball coach, I guess. You can chew there. You used to be able to.
Hunter.
hunting show or something. I think maybe... I don't know. There's a lot of things I can say, but I won't.
Can you, I don't know how much you've watched the Seattle playoff game in its entirety. Do you think, other than the field
I think I watched it, but I don't remember if I watched it right after or not. I obviously must have watched it like right after the game, but I was probably had a little glass of wine or two. I don't know. I mean, I thought we did a lot of good things to give us an opportunity to win the game, and we didn't get it done. You know, the play he picked up the ball and scrambled and threw it, and, you know, that was pretty big. The fumble. But those are, you know, those are like every game, I guess. Well, it makes it more difficult, especially for young guys. You know, these young guys, they could use more time. And really, this time of the year is a time to really work on perfecting technique and little things to help them be better football players. And I think it just makes it tough. First, second, third-year players that could be giving them a better opportunity to compete when they come back in. You know, the turnover rate with those young guys is obviously very high anyway, but I think it would allow them to have better opportunities to compete. Well, you could have them all the time. I mean, there was so, and then the other part is if they wanted to come in and meet with you and stuff like that, they could. And now they really can't even do that. So I don't know. I mean, it's always hard comparing 20 years ago from today. But I do think if, you know, and the other part is some of these young guys, they could use an awful lot of structure this time of year especially. So I think that's the other factor. But
do you football-wise have to give them sort of off-season assignments in the sense, okay, get better at this, better at that, just so you know they're not on the island and training with a personal trainer or something like that, you would get away with what you want
to
accomplish?
We talk to them generally about things. You know, one of the guys, we said, you know, go play basketball. You know, just go play basketball, just so you're doing stuff, hand-eye coordination, things like that. You know, so we kind of don't really give them football assignments, but they all, the difference now is, and the crazy thing is all these guys, they go pay some trainer, and they're all working out, almost all of them, they're working out, but they're working out on things that may not necessarily be what you do. You know, it's whatever the trainer has them do, or whatever the, you know, if they're a defensive back, that defensive back is telling them to do something which, you know, I may be telling the opposite. So, you know, it's good that they're working out, but it may not be as beneficial to do some of the things that they're doing.
2 years in, as you know, being a coach, what have you learned, I guess, and what do you still need to get better? You know, time management is something, or clock management.
Well, the one thing I'm finding out more about now is because, you know, I feel a little bit more comfortable in the football stuff is, you know, talking to Rob Brzezinski about the cap and all the different rules and things like that, and kind of thinking about things for the future. There's a lot of things that come to you that really aren't football related, and so those are the things that I do have a little bit more time for now. But as far as the football stuff, I could still do a better job with the offense and the special teams. I mean, I still spend a ton of time with the defense, and that's part of the reason why I have Norv and, you know, now Pat and Tony, that can help me in those areas. Matter of fact, Dan Quinn wanted to talk to me about something.
He's right there. Do you think that will ever, as things evolve, take you away from defensive play calling, or is that always going to be a thing that you want to do?
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of my baby, and it's hard to give up.
No,
so I don't know if I will. I mean, I suppose I'd prefer to do it, but I mean, it just keeps me so involved and keeps me, you know, it's like if you're not helping coach, really, you're just a CEO. I don't want to be a CEO.
An observer. Yeah.
I don't want to do that. That's not me.
And after doing it for a couple of years, you feel comfortable you can balance that and the things you need to get done elsewhere.
Well, I'm getting better at it. Yeah. I think I'm getting a lot better at it, but I'm not, you know, obviously I still make mistakes, but there's still a lot of things that, but it does, it becomes, I don't know if it's easier, but it's more, you understand the time restraints better. You can kind of work it better.
This two personal foul automatic ejection rule can work. Do you worry about the consequences that could come up? You know?
Yeah, but I'm kind of just the soldier in the crew. I just kind of whatever they tell me to do, I do.
You're not the guy that gets to vote.
No, we get a vote, but
no, I understand.
But my one vote doesn't matter much. How's it going,
Coach? I'm with the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, and doing a story on the NFC teams we're playing this year. So from where we sit right now, just your general impressions of the Texans and what they think?
Well, I think Bill O'Brien does a hell of a job. I thought him and Kubiak and Rivera did great jobs last year. But Bill went through a lot of issues with the quarterback, but his team plays well. Romeo's a heck of a defensive coach. And obviously they have a bunch of talent. The young receiver they have, you know, J.J. Watt. But I think they're moving really in the right direction, and I think Bill O'Brien's the right coach.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Well, what we try to do is be fair to everybody, number one, but we want to make sure that we can integrate some females into the building where, like, and we might have been a little bit slower, but now we're getting more on track. We had some female intern trainers this year that were with us throughout most of the training camp and part of the season. And so we just keep trying to put those opportunities in there so that everybody has an opportunity to learn. You know, I had a lot of people help me, and I had to go through the, you know, all the things. But whoever we end up hiring, I don't want them to be silver spoon people. So, you know what I mean. So I want to be able to help them learn and help them understand. And you know, I think everybody's pretty smart and they can figure football out. So. Well, that's pretty the evaluation and all that's pretty much Rick. I just kind of do the football thing. So, but I don't know that it has a whole lot to do with the new stadium. But Kelly Klein does an unbelievably good job. She's sharp. She's smart. She works real hard. She's got a good personality to be around. So I think she's going to be – she's got a chance to be really big.
Okay. Last year with Adrian, the OTA thing wasn't an issue of whether he was going to show up or not. But this year, do you have any desire for him to show up or coach?
I have desire for everybody to show
up.
I have not talked to him about any of that.
Okay.
I mean, I've talked to him last week about a couple things. He was helping me recruit a little bit.
Okay.
But other than that, not really.
You
gotten a sense of what, you know, made ball security sort of an executive or priority?
He told me, you know, I don't know. He told me that he's working, you know, on any. He wants to be. He wants the team to be great, and so he said he's working on things that he felt like held us back. So I don't. I didn't get into the specifics of it or anything like that. You know, Adrian and I have a pretty good relationship. I can pretty much say whatever I want to him, and vice versa, I guess. So I remind him quite often about the things he needs to get better at.
I think he might have been a little cavalier about it when it was going on during the season.
Yeah.
Came back to fight.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I didn't do a good enough job of emphasizing it, but I am now, so hopefully that will.
It seems like teams are about 65, 70% playing nickel. See that number even getting bigger?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're gonna get with some teams like us that are gonna be not as much nickel, so it's gonna throw some of the stats out of there. And I think each team's gonna be a little bit different. But you know, more spread offenses that come out of college. Like, you know, now we're in a dome, so you know we're gonna have pretty ideal throwing conditions every day. So I think some of that will. I don't know how much higher it can get, but it's going to be up in that 60 to 70%.
Is nose tackle still a relevant position this week? It seems like it's a.
Well, it is when they run the ball. But we were just talking earlier, it's, you know, the inside nickel rusher becomes a really important position, at least for us, you know, as much as the nickel back does. So. Kind of position that we look for quite a bit.
Denver was able to do in the Super Bowl with their rush men to linebackers. Does that affect the team's mentality now, saying two guys like that can make a Super Bowl difference, or has that always been like that?
Those two guys are great players, but they had some other good players on the defense too. You know, they covered pretty well in the back end, and I think that helps to do those things too. But you know, one thing that hurts passing offenses is a good pass rush and guys that can cover. And they had that. That's what, you know, they had guys that could cover, guys that can rush. And that's kind of been our philosophy as well. We're looking for those kind of guys all the time.
On Peterson, you know, I know there was a lot discussed during the season about taking handoffs from shotgun or taking handoffs. After you kind of looked at the whole season as a whole, where did you come down on that? Was that even an issue? Is that something that needs to change at all or not? Or what?
Well, we that's the best way to say this. I do think that obviously he had some really good runs out of the gun, but he feels a lot more comfortable when he's not in the gun. So we have to come up with a plan, which we've been working on pretty good. And sometimes, you know, Adrian likes to take the ball and go. He doesn't like to float. And so that's kind of a little bit of the issue. So, but we've talked about some other ways to be a little bit innovative with how we can help him marry that together. You know what I mean?
Mike, you coached against Ben Roethlisberger for a lot of years. You know, how do you view him in kind of the pantheon of top quarterbacks? You know, where does he maybe fit?
Well, he's a great competitor, number one. He throws the ball extremely well. He's very much like really all the great quarterbacks. You know, at the end of the ball game, you know, the guys that you know, the Roethlisberger and Brady and Rodgers, you know, those guys, when they got the ball in their hands at the end of the game, is, you know, it's scary for a defense. And he's exceptional. I don't want to compare guys from the past, but you know, when you're talking about guys like now, he gives them for me, the guys that give guys a chance to win every single week when they go out there, you know, those are the great ones.
How many guys are there like that?
A handful, I would guess.
Spencer was always known for defense. Do you think that maybe affected how he was, you know, viewed that way? You
know, I don't know. I view him pretty good. Yeah. You know, he's such a great competitor. I mean, over the years, we gave him some of the best hits he's ever had, and you know, he just gets up and shakes it off. And I love his competitive nature. But he throws the ball great too. I mean, he throws a deep ball well. He throws the intermediate. He gets the ball out of his hand. There was one time we blitzed him. And had a perfect free runner. And, I mean, he was going to hit him. And he hit him hard, and he threw a skinny post right on the money. Hey, guys. Hell, one time we blitzed him. We had two free runners. He pump faked him, got outside both, and threw a touchdown. So, you know, he's good.
You know, their title. Is it going to be a true collaboration with someone, or is it going to be limited in their titles?
Limited in their titles?
In terms of what their duties are, you know, tight ends, offensive line, you know, it's going to be pretty limited.
Yeah, that's their titles. But their input won't, you know, will be just like it is everywhere else. I mean, they'll have a lot of input. Norv's been really good about listening and talking, and I mean, now's a good time of year to sit down and talk about different things. I mean, not necessarily philosophies, but the way you did it, or the way we did it, or the way, you know, and how can the good things that you do help with what we did, and, you know, kind of merge some of the stuff together. So that's kind of what they're doing now. So, I mean, we don't want to change the offense, but we want to be able to, if people have good ideas, which Tony and Pat both do, that we want to try to merge that into the offense a little bit. I mean, if they weren't going to have input, I could have went and got a tight end and offensive line coach anyplace.
Because from the outside, you know, you could look at it and say, here you have Norv, who's been doing this thing for a long, long time, probably has pretty good idea of how he wants to do it, but here we have two other guys who've done it a little differently. You know, I don't know if it was an intent to prompt Norv to.
No, it wasn't. Actually, Norv has changed a lot. I mean, some of the, you know, because I used to go play against him a long time ago. And he's, I mean, over the course of the years, he's, you know, a lot of the no huddle, the gun stuff, the zone reads. I mean, those are all new things. So Norv is not hard. I'm probably more hard headed defensively than he is offensively.
Blair obviously took the loss hard in the playoffs. As the head coach, do you do anything or need to do anything to make sure his head is straight? You know. Starting a new year, that, I mean, obviously kickers missed, but that was a big one, and it lasted for a while for him. Or do you just move on?
Well, I pretty much move on, but I'm going to try to make sure that he has success as much as possible, so that, you know, he gets, you know, you're always only as good as your last kick, right? So we want to try to make sure that a lot of his kicks are good kicks now.
What does it mean, good kicks?
We're not going to start him out at a 60-yarder the first day of training camp. He's not going to kick, or the first day of OTAs, it's not going to be a 60-yarder, I can tell you that. I don't know that I need to build this confidence, but I'm going to make sure I don't need to build this confidence.
That you don't what?
That I don't need to build this confidence. You know, it's like, you know, if you're, I just believe that if you're, you know, if you're a basketball player and you're shooting, you know, you're struggling a little bit. I'm not saying he was. He was 3 out of 4. But you know, that's the one everybody remembers.
Yeah.
So now we're going to try to make sure that, that, you know, we see it go through the bucket a few times.
Have you, as, in this role, I mean, obviously, I'm sure you ran across kickers as in the defensive side, one way or the other, just in locker rooms or whatever, but is it true that they need to be coached differently? Or that they're their own breed or whatever the term is, you know what I mean?
Well, they're... No, I don't think so. I mean, they might be a little more sensitive than some of the other guys, because they've been... But I don't really necessarily think that. I mean, well, I'm glad I don't have to play him anymore. I can say that. You know, he's. You had to bring that up, didn't you? Yeah. Well, he went up over the top of three guys, you know, and got it. But he had several great catches against me in his career. So he's, I mean, he's, the guy's outstanding. He's, you know, he's always a competitor. You always had to deal with him every single week. You know, I mean, he wasn't a guy you never game planned for. There was never very, very few plays that you ever said, hey, 81's not involved in the call. You know what I mean? Well, he's a good kid. He played well on special teams. We think he's got some more upside to continue to get better. And when he was playing as a linebacker, we thought he did a nice job.
Mike, how, if at all, would you say Cam Newton has changed the game?
Well, with the zone read stuff that has come in and the quarterback size that he has and athletic ability, I think that's changed it quite a bit. I mean, I don't want to get into specific quarterbacks, but there was a lot of guys that were like that but didn't have the size, speed, the strength, and now he's become so much more of an accurate thrower. I think that is, and I think, you know, in the past everybody was afraid that these kind of guys would get hurt, and, you know, now they're thinking that he might hurt our guys, you know. So I guess that would be it.
Each year is a different kind of, you know, personality, just different things you want to accomplish. Having you in this team, who do now? What's at the top of the list?
Well, the biggest thing I want to do is fix the offensive line in the offseason. Try to change the mentality and try to, you know, Susie, I think sometimes you need to change, because I always try to change something in our building, regardless of whatever it is. And I just, it might be pictures on the wall, it might be different things that I do in the locker room, but I want our players to understand that it's a new year and that change is going to happen. And if we don't win, they're going to get changed and I'm going to get changed. So I try to make sure there's some kind of change every year. But this year it was a lot about, I'm trying to get this offense better and the offensive line better. Well, we changed, you know, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about anybody, but like Tony Sperano, the offensive line coach, he's got a different mentality, a different personality. We brought in Alex Boone, and I just, and the more guys that we can do, like bring in with those kind of mentalities, I think that helps change personalities a little bit. It might not change a person completely, but, you know, it's the old saying, you got one bell cow that kind of leads everybody else, then the rest of the people follow. Yeah, with everybody. I had when we were trying to get Andre Smith in here, I had Teddy text him and Adrian, and then, you know, then after we signed him, I said, my text back to those guys were, okay, we got Boone, we got Smith, now there's no excuses. Okay, so you can't say it's this, you know, oh well, we didn't have this or we didn't have this. You know, it's time to go now.
Do you
So some of the stuff about changing the ability, did you get some of that from Marvin? So you kind of, you know, change it up year to year. Did you get some of that from Marvin?
Not so much that, really. But a lot of things, like, you know, you know how you got the hallway in the second floor there, and
right.
You've got the players of the week, and so we've got that up downstairs.
And
Bob takes
like a picture from. There's like a picture from each win.
Yeah, we do that. Similar, not
the
same.
And then you talk about how the room here.
Yeah, we try to make. Yeah,
Did you talk to Carly about the room?
I try never to talk to Carly.
Yeah, I think you did though about the room. You don't know.
Yeah, I think we did.
Okay. So like you're an architect too.
Yeah, quite. Yeah. Man of many hats.
When you did Vicky's foundation, did you talk to Marvin about that?
My daughter talks to Lindsay all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah, Lindsay's helped her a lot with everything as far as how to run the foundation, how to all the tax laws, and what lawyers to talk to, and she just talked to her again about the golf, you know, Marvin's golf tournament.
Yeah, because you're gonna have one too, right?
Well, hopefully we're running out of time now.
But did you kind of, Marvin, I think, did you, what he did in the community, did you have that in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I told these guys when I interviewed there that I thought that was a great thing for it, and that I would try to do that one, you know, and then, the scholarship that he gave, you know, in Vicky's name was big, I thought. So it was another way to kind of remind everyone of her.
Does the Vicky's Foundation, does that have a certain clause? Is there a certain?
We're just trying to help the youth in Minnesota, kind of like Marvin's, you know, community fund, but mostly there. We donated a $10,000 scholarship to. Well, we're in the process of picking one right now, but my dad's high school where he coached.
Is that kind of the scholarship's kind of a that kind of birth from Marvin a little bit.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
What? Let's see, which daughter is it?
Corey.
These changes
of
just the evolution of quarterback.
Well, it evolves each week, but for us, it's more about fundamentally, you know, how we try to make sure we have all the fundamentals down first, that we can play sound fundamental defense. Without having to do a lot of things where we have to trick people, we can. Because I think if you start thinking, okay, we're just going to trick people, or we're just going to get interceptions or turnovers, then you don't have a foundation to start from. And so we always start with that. And then each year we're like everybody else. We study every team in the league, and we try to figure out who's doing good things and how we can incorporate it. A lot of it, though, is when we find something good that we do, how can we expand on that and move it forward a little bit? And so it's kind of like that every year. And then each week changes a little bit. But